Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Large Management Group. Wings and beer, almost as good as podcasts. That's why Chicago's Summer Wing Fest wants to give listeners a free t-shirt when they buy tickets with the offer code PODCAST. Available at wingfest.net.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A while back, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I still have my podcasting equipment with me, so I host a weekly podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakis. The elves know me as Fiat
Feline God. Zelic.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And trust me, friends, there may be other secret branch.
And my other co-host, Chunt.
Hi.
Chunt, the talking badger.
Shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter who turned into a talking badger. How you doing, Chunt?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you know, Usidore knows, today is my birthday.
What?
Yes, happy birthday, Choo Choo.
Thank you so much.
What birthday, how old are you?
It's none of your business. I don't want to talk about Chunt stuff.
How rude.
Yeah, oh. I don't want to talk about Chunt stuff.
Do you ever have a week on this show where you don't say something rude to one or both of us?
Is it rude to ask how old people are in
Yes, food? Of course it is. You don't never ask a lady her age or a shapeshifter. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, in Foon, you might ask a woman like, hey, oh, hey, how old are you? Are you like 50s? And she'll be like 2,800 years old, and you just feel like a dick.
Or you might walk up to a lady who has a little bit of extra weight and be like, oh, are you pregnant? Oh, are you a badger? Are you a shapeshifter? It's rude.
Because some people might be cursed.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
But if you were magically changed into a badger, you can't change back.
So small talk is really off the table in Foon, in general.
Well, you could talk about the weather, or how the spiced potatoes are today. There's all sorts of wonderful small talk.
Could you talk about what birds
you've seen? I enjoy watching birds. I love birds.
So never talk directly about a person. This makes an interview show very difficult.
Also, I feel like you make a talk show really difficult.
It's
my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Chunt gets what he wants today.
Yes, he does.
Can I get some spiced potatoes with some candles in it?
Of course. An order of spiced potatoes!
And could I also get a... I hate to fucking ask for this. Could I get a tiny horse?
Oh, Chunt. It's your birthday.
A tiny horse with three buttholes. A tiny horse with three buttholes.
All right.
Chunt, I feel
so
like
we need, we need some meads to go with that. One with raspberry for Chunt.
I feel like Chunt is...
Everyone stand back.
I feel like
I'm making a tiny horse with three buttholes.
I know it's his birthday, but I feel like Chunt is becoming addicted to having sex with tiny horses with multiple
buttholes.
Can I tell
you something? Can I just say something? Since I've wished for two buttholes, I don't care about sex anymore. Pooping with two buttholes is now my new sex. That's better than sex.
It truly is wonderful. Yeah.
That happens
sometimes
as you get
you
older.
A big bowl of rooster's feet, and then you go, oh, I've got an upper coming on. Oh, nope, it's a downer.
Yeah. I had, I don't know if you know about in Foon, we have these we have these mighty ducks, these like great big mighty ducks. And one of them.
Oh, do not laugh at the power of a mighty duck.
The mighty ducks.
Aye, they will pick up their crooked clubs, and beat you over the head with them. They are so powerful.
One of the mighty ducks asked me to, you know, like, bang, and I was like, I'd rather sit home and poop. Like, honestly. So I'm a changed man. I don't know if I'll ever change out of being a badger because it's just delightful to poop with two buttholes.
So you've decided to stay a badger?
For now. Unless I want to pursue that sweet, sweet three butthole horse.
Trelathon Grey Stun Beachion Tilly Face!
Look at him go. Look at him dance.
What a stupid little horse.
All right, you know, we can talk more about Chen's birthday, but you know what? I feel like we're being rude. We need to introduce our guests.
Oh, yes,
I'm very excited. We're being joined by Susa Gurnick, a local magical wedding planner.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
How are you doing today, madam?
Oh, now that is very rude.
What? I thought that was good small talk. No.
Never trust a wizard for advice on how to talk to women.
How dare you?
So, Susa, tell us a little bit about, so you're a wedding planner in Foon. I know almost nothing about wedding traditions in this world.
Well, it's very interesting because marriage is forever, and in Foon, you can essentially live forever. So it's different, I think, for certain species, marriage doesn't mean as much. I mean, it's an 8-year commitment or something like that, but for some, it truly means being together and alive and conscious for eternity together.
Sure.
And so that's kind of a big step.
Yeah.
My business originally started as a wedlock for warlocks.
Oh.
And then I was sued for discrimination.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. I refused to plan a wedding and make a cake for a group of goblins.
Sure.
We're having a wedding. Yeah. So,
do you mind if I ask why you didn't want to plan a wedding for goblins?
I just don't think that that's what marriage is. I don't think that's what magical marriage is. I don't think that's between two goblins. And this was actually even worse. This was a goblin and a tree.
Oh my.
Well, I mean, love is love. So you're a strict Foonationist.
I'm very Foonationist, yes. And so that has gotten me in trouble. So as I've gotten older, I've expanded to not just witches and warlocks. I will plan the wedding of other things. Yes.
Sure. I just noticed you're just rolling your eyes really hard when you talk about expanding.
Oh, yeah. It's just sort of a habit. It's just something that I do to cope.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can no longer have mead. Actually, I had a bit of a problem.
Oh, a meeting problem?
I had to go to some meetings.
Some meetings. Yeah.
We have AA meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've developed different coping mechanisms. Tapping, turning on candles, turning off candles a certain number of times.
Sure.
And the eye rolling is one of those things.
Oh, gosh. Susa, I find you both so sympathetic and so unsympathetic all
at
the same time.
Well, that's what a wedding planner should be,
really.
That's
true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Susa, are you married?
I am not legally married.
Huh.
In the eyes of the gods.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a domestic partner.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Who or what is its name?
Well, I don't think I want to really necessarily talk about him in public.
Of course.
He changes.
From week to week.
Is he a
shapeshifter
like Chunt?
Again, I don't necessarily want to get into it. Uh-huh. But let's just say I'm not rolling my eyes at the idea of that.
Score one for shapeshifter.
I didn't even realize there was another shapeshifter this close to Hulk's face.
Yeah,
I wonder
if I know him.
This close to Hog's face.
I'm sorry?
This close to Hog's face.
Are you having a stroke?
I am not having a stroke.
Your throat really juts out at certain points when you speak.
Well, I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and wind and rain and fire and lightning and some frogs. So I might have a little frog in there.
Understood.
Okay.
So, Susa, how did you get into wedding planning to start with? Like, what drew you into the profession?
I was an orphan, actually. But don't be sad. It was actually really good. My parents were pretty bad. Well, my dad was a goblin and my mother was a tree.
Whoa!
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting turn of events.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
This maybe is the kind of question that isn't kosher to ask in Foon.
Kosher?
Kosher. Yeah, you have Jewish people in Foon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Well,
I would not plan a wedding for them.
Oh, no.
I don't think they get married, right?
I don't know the culture.
I know they don't believe in the fires of hell, and I can't get behind that.
Okay. Well, so
and trust me, they would try to use a
You would need a rabbi for that anyway.
Okay. maybe this is too personal of a question, but if your mother was a goblin and your father was a tree.
My father was a goblin and my mother was
a
tree.
She's a troblin, not a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're
Thank you.
I might know your partner. I have a cousin in this area. I don't want to...
Stamopoulos?
Yeah, Stamopoulos.
Oh, my God!
He's my aunt's child. My aunt, I don't know if you know her. I'm named after her. Her name's Bonnie Chunt, but she has a kid.
Bonnie Chunt!
She has a kid. That's my cousin, so that might be... Oh, the spiced potatoes with the candles.
Yes, yes.
Can I blow them out?
Happy birthday to Chunt.
Happy
I sang the birthday song. Now you sing it.
I know. Sorry. Happy birthday to Chunt.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Chunt.
Very good.
That was pretty good.
Carnival, could you do that again and just mean it a little more?
Carnival Wilson is my secret trickster name. Don't just go throwing it around.
Come on, Carney.
They were trick candles!
Carnival Wilson strikes again.
Look, they're alive!
Oh, they're dancing. They're dancing with the horse.
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, and there they go.
Horse is pissing on them.
Oh. Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and let Chunt enjoy his birthday. Oh, that horse is starting to catch fire. Let's take a break and let Chunt enjoy his birthday spiced potato. And we're going to hear from... we have a new sponsor. I'm really excited. I don't know if on Earth we have any sponsors there, but I know on Foonside we're starting to get a few sponsors. We're sponsored by the Vermilion Minotaur, this tavern that we record in. And also I have a new sponsor, Bungary Chubbins, who sells chamber pots.
What?
Hello? Hello? Do I talk into this? Yes. Hello, my name is Bungary Chubbins, and my family has been selling chamber pots in Hog's Face for, nearly 100 year at Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. As my father has told me time and again, it's a good business. Piss holes are hard to clean. Relieving yourself in the woods at night leaves you vulnerable to attack by a displacer beast. So a chamber pot is likely your best option, and trying to avoid buying one will only lead to heartbreak and a home drenched in piss. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. So please stop by Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. I'm Bungary Chubbins, and like my father before me, this is my life. I think that's all. That was different.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Bungary Chubbins. I'm so excited that we have multiple sponsors now. The money is just going to start piling in. And maybe, you know what, Choo Choo, I should get you a birthday present.
I'd love that.
Is there anything you want for your birthday?
Snickers?
Snickers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
This is just the one thing I asked for. I asked for one thing.
Okay. It's just I can't get Earth stuff.
Susan, can I ask you something? You seem to be
absolutely.
A bit of a marital expert. If someone, so say you have two clients who are married for, you know, a while.
Yeah.
And one of the partners of the marriage
uh-huh.
leaves for several months. They're just gone.
Uh-huh.
No explanation, nothing.
Did they vanish?
Yes.
Was it due to a curse?
Sort of.
Possibly, maybe. Yes. Possibly.
Okay.
They just disappear. So the we'll say it's the man leaves the wife.
Oh, okay.
The wife's alone. Has a baby, newborn baby, uh-huh. several months.
Uh-huh.
She has every right and will most likely remarry, right? She has every right to and will most likely
just
remarry.
Just not after a couple of months.
Technically, yes. She technically does have the right to do that. But again, if he does reappear...
But she's definitely hitting it.
I'm Aww. Sorry?
She's definitely hitting it if she's not getting remarried, right?
I don't know that necessarily.
I mean, what would you do?
What would I do
yes.
if my spouse disappeared, possibly?
Just for a couple of months. Just for a couple of months.
But has not attempted to reach out to you at all? Like, is doing a podcast and spending all his energy drinking and producing...
I mean, I would think that maybe I had dodged
right?
a sword
right?
because
yes.
It sounds like he's kind of a dirtbag.
Sousa, speak of the truth.
Oh, my God. That's really cool language.
You should put that right outside of your place of business.
Yeah.
Sousa, don't marry no loser.
Oh, right, this is very,
Arnie
very,
being the loser.
Very...
Well, let's not talk about my forced estrangement from my family.
Wonderful. Sousa, I have a question for
yes?
you. What if you were approached by a wizard,
uh-huh.
and this wizard had found the love of his life once again, and he had encased her in a crystal coffin?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Would you perform a marriage for them while she was still in the coffin and could not say no?
Was her heart beating?
Or when I encased her? I mean, when she was encased, hypothetically?
Yeah, does her heart continue to beat?
Yes.
That is one policy I have had to enlist.
Yes.
Each of the parties has to have a heart that beats at least once a day.
Makes sense.
Because I've run into trouble in the past.
Yes. I see.
People marrying people who had passed on and things like that. And it doesn't work out because in the end, I usually don't get paid.
Right. And you could try to marry a person who has passed away simply because, well, you're some sort of necrophiliac, or perhaps because you just want the money, or perhaps they're undead.
Yeah, like my dad. My dad is...
A yes, ghost, yes. yeah.
Oh,
hunger
that's,
ghost.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
a hunger
cool.
ghost. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Really?
Yeah.
A hunger ghost? That's cool. Yeah. I went to high school with a couple
what?
Hunger ghosts. Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Oh,
can I just
so
say,
young.
Susan, that's... you're chill as fuck. Oh, you're awesome.
Whatever. I don't even care.
Yeah, but I like you a lot, Susan. You seem great. I'm just sort of, you know, I'm new to this world, so I just don't understand culturally what stuff
right.
is, you know, just bad and what stuff is
okay.
kind of racist.
Well, I can tell you the main thing when we do weddings, when we perform weddings, the vows always have to include something of, I promise not to disappear without any warning for months at a time.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the main thing.
I feel like Choo Choo's turned you against
that. That's pretty much the worst thing you can do is just disappear without warning. For example, if you have been cursed or you have to go to a faraway land or something like that, you're required to give your spouse some sort of notice.
Yeah.
Now, Sousa, as a wedding planner, what is your favorite wedding tradition?
I love when one of the wedding parties, they fly.
Yes.
When they fly outside of the chapel, and then they meet, and then they fly back inside. It's
nice.
Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's pricey. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
But it's such a wow factor to see the couple fly up and then meet together in the sky. It's really, really lovely. So that's something that I encourage my clientele to tack on to their ceremony.
Yes, that's lovely. When people do that, I always, I admit,
I shed it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes. I also enjoy the bloodletting.
Very good.
Where the throats are cut by the elder statesman, and then the blood is intertwined, and then the holes are then sealed.
Yeah, and they'll usually let like the flower girl or whoever like hold a little vial to catch some blood. Like it's fun for the kids to like catch some blood.
And then sometimes you can take that home, and then you're supposed to open the blood. You know, at your 5-year anniversary's blood, and you know, 10-year. So
So 5 years blood, 10 years blood.
5 years blood, 10 years blood, 15 is blood.
Oh. Isn't warts in there somewhere?
Well, that's 20.
20 is warts. 20 is warts.
I like the cutting of the cake.
Oh, yeah. That's something that's really underrated, I think. What's also nice about the cutting of the cake is it's a subtle indication to guests that it's okay to leave.
Yes,
that it's okay. Exactly. That the ceremony is essentially over.
I never leave, though, because I'm always wishing that I get the piece of cake that has the eyeball in it.
Absolutely.
I know it. And that's very funny, because I will say this. A lot of people are choosing not to go with eyeballs anymore in cakes.
What? I don't get it.
That makes sense.
People
makes
are
sense.
Going with... No, people are going with fingers or even some sort of heirloom or even something more internal than an eyeball people are going with.
Now, does that still mean that you're the next to die?
Yes, it absolutely
does. It ensures
it,
I believe. Arnie, I don't know if you know, also the Mighty Ducks, they're all cake eaters. They only eat cake.
They only eat cake.
Yeah, so that's one thing, too. Like, I have to know in advance how many Mighty Ducks are going to be in your bridal party or are going to be attending.
Yeah, so I'm like, I've got D3 Mighty Ducks coming to my...
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
That's a letter.
What other...
Arnold has trouble with numbers. We've established this many times.
It's just Earth people are loving it. Don't worry. Yes. You know what? This has gotten me thinking. Like, Usador, Chunt, do you guys ever see yourselves getting married? Do wizards get married? Sousa, do wizards get married?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely they get married. The wizard weddings are actually very, very traditional.
Uh-huh. So, Usador, you clearly kidnapped someone and want to marry them.
That's a hypothetical question. But if I were to find...
Oh, a kidnap wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Oh, well,
I think
then,
those are really neat. They're so exciting. And it's very fun to see the person who is kidnapped. It's fun to see their family's reaction, to know that, A, their loved one is alive, but also that now they've reached this beautiful union.
Yes,
so
yes.
Those are exciting.
I've always imagined that I would take Genelivia's crystal coffin to my wedding day with me. And that lava would pour over it and burst open, and she would stand fully aflame, screaming, "I am free at last!"
Oh. Yeah, that's our...
And then we would be married.
That's our volcanic package very popular.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah.
I do want to say, just to be courteous, I notice that the more we say wedding and marriage, the unwed mothers are kind of looking over here. It's just a little awkward, so.
Well, I mean, that was their choice, so.
That's true.
Chun, do you ever see yourself getting married?
I mean, yeah, possibly. I mean, sucks that Sousa's taken. I mean, she's what a catch, right?
Whatever.
You look at the two of you.
No, quit badgering me.
Oh, Arnold, you might know this, but the word badger in our world has two
meanings. Yeah, it's the same. It's a sin.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. Sousa, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry to keep harping on this.
You can have a harp.
Harping has one meaning in our world, and it's to play the harp.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's good.
Yeah, harping is very, very popular.
Oh, so, I love harp.
Do you mind if we throw out names of magical couples, and you say whether you approve of that union?
Absolutely.
Or not. And if you have any reasons.
Sure.
So, are you okay with, like, a vampire and a werewolf getting married?
It depends on their age.
Uh-huh.
The older they are, the more I approve. But if it's a young situation, if the vampire is much older than the werewolf, I think that's a little predatorial.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And they shouldn't be at war at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, although that can cause an end to certain wars sometimes.
That's very true.
So, marriage is also a useful tool like that.
I got one. A dwarf and a Jew.
I don't approve of either.
Two elves... But one of them is missing a leg.
I would be more than okay with that and very, very happy that they had found each other.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wow, so you really seem to be mostly cool with most unions.
Well, if someone has lost a limb, that usually isn't a harbinger of them, you know, burning in the fires of hell later.
I suppose that's true. And I don't know why I said you'd be cool with most unions. You're clearly wildly anti-Semitic.
A boy and his dog.
Well, that's where the slippery slope does lead.
If, yeah. Two guys, a girl.
And a pizza place?
Yeah.
I would be okay with it, but only for like 2 months, and then I'd probably cancel it.
So, Sousa, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for recognizing that wedding planning in any realm is, mm-hmm. is not necessarily a luxury occupation. It is a necessity.
Oh, no. We do not take you for granted, Sousa.
Oh, thank
you. We know that you work very, very hard, and that thou art a very talented woman, and the way that thou dost plan such an elaborate event, why those very skills could be used against the Dark Lord, crafting some brave deeds that would be the undoing of him. Will you join my quest?
I mean, I don't know. I have not felt this good since I woke up in a gutter just meated out of my fucking mind.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Do you think about it? Can I get you a mead?
Oh, I could... I couldn't. I have my chip.
Nah, Stamatopoulos is a lucky devil. Yeah.
We never even really talked about your struggles with mead, but you know what? We'll have you back sometime.
Oh, yeah. I also do a lot of outreach with at-risk youth and at-risk warlocks and witches and things like that.
And there are many youths at risk here.
Yeah.
I would say so at least 60% of the children in Foon die.
Yeah, so many.
It's actually more like 80. Oh.
Is it really?
It's just that 20% that is unaccounted for sometime haunt us, so we don't realize that they've passed on.
Yeah. So some parents are like, boy, the kid's acting weird, and you just don't realize they've been a ghost.
Been a ghost, and that happens a lot, yeah.
I see. Well, you know what?
Shut up, Arnie. Let's read some emails.
Did we get any emails this week, Arnie?
You know, we do. I got an email I think is kind of important to read. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't seem real, but that's really our email address. But speaking of confusing email address, I got one that says, I've been sending emails to chuntwith6t's@gmail, but they keep bouncing. Maybe his mailbox is full, but he spells it chuntwithsixts. Like he's spelling out 6t's.
Well, that's his problem.
So you might be
that
missing
sounds like a him problem.
Yeah, you might be missing out on some emails, Chunt.
I don't want his emails.
chuntttttt.
Yeah, use that one, buttholegmail.com.
And have you gotten many emails at your email address?
Oh, I've gotten a shitload. Let's read one from Clark B. Clark says, hey, Chunt, big fan here. As I try and visualize all of you, I know what a badger looks like, and I know what a human male looks like generally, but what does Usador look like? Be honest. Thanks, Clark.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll let you describe yourself.
Well,
I don't want to be rude.
I'm a 300-year-old wizard. I am... clad in blue robes, I have a long white beard. I have a blue hat. I have my trusty sword and my trusty staff. And I am filled with magical power, bent on destroying the Dark Lord. Yea, I have no other wish in the world but then to find him, cast him aside, smote him with my great power, and then return here to Hog's Face to live a happy life.
You didn't mention your dimples.
For the people of Earth, I would just say classic wizard. If you went to a high school.
Is that a standard wizard
where
you're from?
If you just went to like a high school production of a play about wizards, pretty much.
Classic wizard.
Well, I know Don said you had those old-ass eyes, so I didn't want to get into that. I have another email. This is from Spance, our friend Spance.
Oh, Spance! Is Spance? I don't think Spance is around tonight, but she sometimes sleeps under the bar.
Yeah, Spance says, hey there, Chunty. It's Spance. I only let her call me Chunty. Don't get any ideas.
Well.
I'm writing to you from Arnold's laptop.
Sorry, first of all.
Great. I know you said no to a date with me, but I thought if I showed up here and sang you a song I've been writing for you, you might actually say yes. I don't know. Worth a shot. Anyway, you're not here, so I'm sending you this message. Let me know. I sleep under the bar at the VM, or I'll just see you at Chunt's Night from Spance.
Huh. Does everyone have access to my computer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I had access to it when I was asked to be here.
Oh,
I let her into your room. I just let people in.
Things have been going missing from my room. Please don't let people into my room, Chuck.
Yeah, we'll see. It's my birthday.
But speaking of access to my computer, that reminds me, Usador, you're on Twitter now.
Yes, you can reach me at Usador the Blue. Send me any thoughts or feelings. Join my quest. Aid me in this great battle against evil.
Are there any other ways of contacting you, Usador?
Well, of course, there are many ways of contacting me. You can always find an eel, devour it live, and then dream of me. And in that dream, the eel will leave your body transdimensionally. I, that astrally projected eel, will find me and tell me your tale.
So those are the two options. Pretty equal in the amount of effort.
I've mentioned many other ways. You can whisper into an acorn, plant it in the ground, weep on it with pure tears of joy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me read another email I got to Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. Here's one. Hey, Arnold. It's Arnie. I just wanted to let you know that I think someone is messing with your broadcast from Foon before it reaches Earth. Oh, that's not good. Every episode begins and ends with an ominous voice declaring that nothing that happens on this podcast is actually real. He even came up with alternate names for Chunt, Adel, Riffi, and Usador.
Is
Matt,
that a spell?
Yeah, I don't know. And
Adel Riffi! Didn't do anything.
And Usador, Matt Young, although I guess that could actually just be one of Usador's other names that were still secret to us.
And you shall never hear from
up
me.
To now, from Ryan M. I don't know. I can't hear the podcast after I upload it. I mean, I'm guessing maybe it's just some ad.
You only have, what, a whole week to try to figure out how to hear it.
The Wi-Fi from the Burger King, it's very slow. I have a difficult time, actually.
Susan, for my birthday, would you do me the honor and take this tiny horse with three bow horns? I would love for you to keep that. That's my birthday wish.
Can I tell you something? I have one of these at home.
What?
Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
And I will gladly have two, but I just want you to know I do have a tiny horse with three buttholes at
home.
Take
good care of him. He eats tiny, tiny apples.
Oh, wow. I mean, for your birthday, you're giving me a gift.
Maybe you can come back on Arnold's birthday and have Arnie. He'll give you an Arnold-shaped chair, because I'm assuming that's all he'll have.
Or perhaps it'll Arnold be won't be here. He'll disappear Arnie. 2 months before his birthday, and he'll never even let me know that he was
gone. Arnold-shaped chair.
When is your birthday, Arnie?
My birthday's in January, so it's quite a ways away.
Ooh,
we'll call it Carnival Days.
17 months away.
Yeah. Wait. Oh.
Arnie.
No. Hey, wait, what?
Arnie.
Sarah? I think.
Arnie.
That's my wife.
Who?
Sarah?
What?
Sarah.
What is this place? I'm scared.
Sarah.
This is too much. I have to go.
No, Sarah, come back. Sarah.
Here we are, and
that's Magic Tavern.
Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zoran Huxangis, and I am known in the northeast as Casmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet, and
I
thought maybe things would end if I did that.
Yeah.
Wait, did you ever go by Dale?
Briefly.
Yeah. Secret name, we found one out.
Oh my god, Dale!
We found out one of your names. Yeah, you have to add to the list. Add it to the list.
I didn't want to say anything, but I made that other horse with three buttholes. I gave it.
Yeah!
The wedding planners know you as Dale.
Hey, Dale!
How have you been?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool!
I know you're not drinking, but hey, why don't we all three go up to the bar and get a drink?
I'm just gonna slap the bartender.
Great.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday
to Chunt.
To Chunt. We did it in a round.
Wait a minute. Sarah? How would Sarah be in Foon? That's not possible. Has there been another dimensional breach already? This is not good. This... Ha ha ha! What a clever twist in a fictional story that is not real. Please believe me that it is not real. Usador was played competently by Matt Young. Chunt was played reliably by Adel Riffi. The wedding planner was played by special guest Katie Rich. Katie Rich writes for Saturday Night Live, and you can follow her on Twitter at Katie Mary Rich. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb. You may know Tom as the voice of Cookie Masterson from the Jackbox Games, You Don't Know Jack, and Fibbage. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and how it's not real at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern has a Facebook page. There you can find photographs of human actors that will finally assure you that none of this is really happening. Rare Curious t-shirts are like a form of currency with today's capricious millennials, and that's why we're selling them to you. Get your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt at annarbortees.com today. And if you'd like to check out another show from the Chicago Podcast Co-op, check out the equally fictional improvised Star Trek, an improvised parody of Star Trek featuring the adventures of the crew of the USS Sisyphus, a slightly less enterprising starship. Improvised Star Trek, part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. All of this barely organized whatever it is was sponsored by Lodge Management Group. Don't forget to get your free t-shirt when you buy tickets to Chicago's Summer Wingfest using the code PODCAST at wingfest.net.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.